apartment house. How many stories?
I would say 4. We lived on the second floor.
How many rooms did people have?
We had the shop. We had a dining room.
Don't come to the office. Okay.
2 bedrooms, a big workroom.
Was that a big room?
Yeah.
Was there indoor plumbing?
No, we didn't have a bathroom. We had a, I mean, you know, on the floor outside of the apartment. We had a, I guess you would call it a public room.
Community bath?
Yes.
How many lived in the house besides you in this apartment right now?
Just my mother.
Just you and your mother?
And my oldest sister. And my youngest brother.
Were you then?
You mean when I was ready?
While you were still in Riga, at what age?
11. On my 11th birthday, we left.
So you weren't, were you working in the shop at all? Did you do anything to help?
Oh, no, I went to school. My sister Mary and my mother ran the shop.
All right. What languages were spoken?
German.
Anything else?
Latvian, or Lepi, what they call, and Russian.
And you spoke all three?
Yes.
You don't just have to answer directly. You tell me anything else that comes to
mind. Uh-huh.
What kind of schooling did you have? What was it? Was it comparable to ours?
Well, I went what they called a private school. It was also in an apartment building. And it was one room, one large room, but it was divided in different classes. And they taught German and Russian.
This wasn't a Hebrew school.
Oh, no, no, no. This was a, in fact, my sister Mary had gone to that school and she took me.
But she was already way past it.
Oh, yes. She was a young woman.
You remember going to a synagogue in me?
Oh, yes.
What was it like?
It was a, well, we would call it Orthodox, you know. The women sat upstairs. It was a beautiful school.
Was it in a building by itself?
Yes.
It was a regular synagogue?
Yes.
It wasn't,
yes.
You know, well, it was
they called it the Grosser Shul.
Do you remember where it was in the city?
It wasn't fair. It was in walking distance from where we lived.
Did you live in any kind of a district, a ghetto arrangement, or were you just...
No, no. This was like in the main part of the city. It was in walking distance to the riverfront, you know, where all the boats came
mm-hmm.
in. A few blocks from a park.
Did you know any non-Jews in the city? Did your mother?
We were the only Jewish people in the building. Oh, yes.
And how did you get on? Was there any trouble?
No, we got on fine. There were. The city had quite a large Swedish population because there were, you know, on account of the boats. No, we were the only Jewish people in the building.
And so you had non-Jewish friends?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Our landlady who lived on the same floor with us, German, Protestant. And then our workers,
mm-hmm.
we had Russians and Lex, Latvians, whatever they call them.
Did your mother belong to any political organization? Any Bund, Zionist
no.
organization?
No, well, they became active. Zionism became...
In Riga?
Yes.
Did
yes.
she belong, or did your sister and...
No, we didn't belong. We, when an outstanding speaker would come.
This is only in the Zionist movement?
Yes, yes. Because, you know, every Jew had a longing...
Mm-hmm. what was the relationship between the government and the Jewish community, such as it was in Riga? Do you remember? Was there any trouble?
No, not in Riga.
Not in the country as a whole? Were you aware of anything?
Well, in 1905 was the Russian Revolution, and that's the time my brother Max, my brother Oscar, left.
Because my brother Oscar. Trouble then, they
yeah, because they themselves, my brother Max, was a little implicated, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, at his feet, this Stolypin, he was the prime minister or something, he was shot.
And this was the beginning of the revolution?
The beginning, yes. 1905, that's when a lot of Jews left Russia. But we ourselves were not to be troubled.
What was the feeling about America before you left? While you were still there, you remember hearing it, your family, your mother?
Yes, well, we had people here.
Well, you had people?
Sure.
So were they, in other words, the feeling was...
It was eventually, that's where
that
we...
That was where you were going to come.
That's right.
Why did you leave Latvia, Riga, when you did?
Because the boys would have to serve in the army. They were approaching that age.
And this was something to be avoided.
Yes. Because when you come out of the service, you have no status anyway.
Really?
Like here in this country, you serve in the army, even if you're not an American citizen. Automatically, you become a citizen.
Was there a definite destination when you left Riga? Exactly where were you coming to?
Yes.
Whatever. Why?
Well, I had a brother and a sister here. And Sarah was here, and Oscar.
Why did they come?
Well, my brother Oscar came because he'd have to serve.
No, I meant why into Pittsburgh particularly? Why?
Because we had relatives here. My mother's uncle, he's white.
Were you part of a group that were traveling together?
Yes.
How much of a group? Who was in the group?
My mother, my sister Mary, Adolf. And myself, four. The last of the family.
How did you come? How did you travel? Do you remember the details from Riga to Port Town?
Yes. From Riga to Liebau by train. From Liebau to London by boat.
And then?
From London to Liverpool by train, and from Liverpool to New York City by boat.
You don't have to wait for me, you just keep talking.
Well, I don't know what you're going to ask me.
Were you met by anyone when you got here from New York?
No.
No organization,
no. They, you know, when you used to arrive, there was somebody. I remember like yesterday, there was an old man and Mr. Cohn, and we were taken to the station, put on a train, and when we got into Pittsburgh, we were met, I think it was Oscar and Sarah.
Your sister and brother met?
Yeah.
Well then, was this Mr. Cohn, did he represent High Ops or something?
The immigrants, yes, evidently, yes.
And he saw you from what, from Ellis Island?
That's right, because it's usually a person that can speak Yiddish, you know, because, not, you know, years ago, unless you came right to New York, somebody would meet you, but otherwise, you know, finances and everything, people didn't do it. You were treated very nice.
Do you remember what you brought to the United States from Egypt? Do you remember what your mother brought? Did she bring papers, furniture? What was she able to bring?
We brought a samovar, that I remember. Aunt Sarah had the samovar. No furniture and nothing. Some silver, yeah. No.
Is your name wasn't what it was in Europe, was it?
No.
When you came here? Why was it changed? Remember what it was? How would you spell it?
I'll spell it for you. DOBROMYSLOW. Dobro Myslow.
And then they changed it?
Yes, because the boys were already here and it had been changed to Loeb. I think that was Uncle White's idea. Yeah, most people changed their name. Like Muskie, he had his name changed.
What was the first impression you remember? What hit you the most when you came here? Remember?
Well, Pittsburgh was very dirty. And the water had to be boiled in order to be able to drink it.
And this wasn't so at home?
Oh, no.
So that was what impressed you about Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
What about me? What about when you first saw the United States? Nothing big because you came right here?
Yes, somehow we couldn't see anything. Of course, but they had tall buildings here, and we saw a lot of automobiles. Even in 1912, there were a lot of automobiles.
That you didn't see in Europe?
No.
Do you remember your first day here in Pittsburgh?
Yes. We came here. The first day we got here, I think it was around lunchtime. As soon as we came into the house.
But you go to your uncle's?
No, we went to our own apartment. It was all furnished, Aunt Sarah and Uncle Oscar furnished in a four-room apartment. There was an Emick apartment on East North Avenue. There's a sort of a, how would you say, not orange, sort of a tan building. And it was the main, it was also the Emick apartment, but now it has a new front. It has open porches. And we had a four-room apartment. And we got there when people start, the Catons. There was a Judge Esther Caton in this town at that time. She was, I think, just finishing high school. Started telling me, this is a plate and this is a fork. And the next day, I think it was Esther Caton that enrolled me in school.
So the first day you were already learning English?
Yes. And I think if everybody had done that, they wouldn't be where they are today without the knowledge to be able to speak well. This is just like synopsis that you're
Do you remember when you came here, like for the first 5 years, anything that really disappointed you about this country that somehow or other you had a notion would be different?
No. For me, it was wonderful.
Was there any time during the same 5 years when you felt discriminated against because you were an immigrant?
We had very good relations.
Here's a question, I don't know if it's bothering. After living in the United States for 5 years, did you feel you'd accomplished anything in coming here?
What was the answer to that?
Well, I don't know why. Do you know how your mother felt after 5 years?
Well, it just is, as it happened, my mother was very disappointed and had wanted to go back. But the First World War broke out. You because my mother ran a business, and here they said women don't run businesses, you know. And she was more or less dependent on children. We came here in 1912, and in 1914 the war broke out in New York.
Now, your first home in this city was?
The East North Avenue.
Can you remember the neighborhood, what it was like?
Yes, it was very pleasant. Made friends.
Were they all mostly immigrants, or were there a lot of them?
Oh, no, not immigrants. Native born. Everybody that I met was native born.
And you always, in the first years you lived in your own place, you never lived with anyone?
No, we lived in that apartment 4 years. See, it was a German, that part of the city was known as a German town, you know.
All right, so you lived there 4 years.
Yes.
And your sister and brother arranged for it before you
got
here.
That's right.
When you were old enough to work, did you work on Saturdays and holidays? The Jewish holidays?
No, not Jewish holidays.
But Saturdays.
The first job I had, I worked on Saturdays.
What kind of schooling did you have here when you came?
I don't know what grade they put me in.
You were how old?
12. I think I was in the fourth, if I'm not mistaken. Because they kept on, advancing me till they found out where I belong.
Mm-hmm.
And I finished the eighth grade.
Is that on the north side?
Yes, the old Third Ward, they called it. Now it's Latimer Junior. I don't know if they still call it that. And I went to business school.
After that?
Yes.
Remember where you went to business school?
Iron City. Iron City College on Grand Street. I think it's still there.
Mm-hmm. Now you tell me, how you learn to speak English and to write English? Speaking
in the class and at home.
And the writing, same?
Same thing.
Was there any other language spoken at home?
Well, we spoke German, but not much of it because we were all anxious to learn. I spent a great deal of time at the library.
Yes,
very well. Was invited to their homes.
And back and forth?
Yes. We got along with my mother too. I liked it.
Did you go to theater after school when you came here?
No, but I did go to Sunday school.
Where did you go to Sunday school?
Well, the only, I don't know the... Is it Third Street? I don't know the name. I don't remember the exact neighborhood, but there was the only Jewish congregation on the north side. Yeah, I went to some school a few years.
Did you like music? Did you ever go to concerts? Yes. The operas here?
Yes, yes.
Do you remember anything in particular?
Well, I heard Caruso at the Celia Mosque. We used to go to the organ recitals on Sunday because Mr. Koch, whatever his name was, he was our neighbor. We lived in the same building with him.
Where was that? Also in
Oakland? In the north side.
Is that the old kind of music hall?
Yeah, the old, where the library's on the north side. I think that's the old only building that stands there that they didn't tear down. Yes, we used to go to concerts there on Sunday.
Did you go to any up to the Yiddish theater? Was there a Yiddish theater here?
It used to come, a traveling troupe. I never went, but my mother used to enjoy it.
Did you attend lectures?
Yes.
Where?
At the Y. We heard many lectures. In a Carnegie Hall.
And you went to the library?
Oh, yes.
Where, on the north side?
On the north side. I was living. See, years ago, I don't know where they do it now, the school would give you a listing of books to read during the year. But we didn't go to the school library. I don't even know whether the school had libraries at that time. So I used to go, and I used to come home. I read a lot of Scott,
Mm-hmm.
And I'd come home, and while my mother was busy, I would read to her.
Do you remember what Pittsburgh papers you read?
The Leader.
Is that a Jewish thing?
No, that was... what you would call it, the Yellow Journal, and it was run by Alexander Moore.
As a religious person? Well, can you remember you went to an Orthodox school?
Yes, we observed all the holidays, oh, definitely. Our home was strictly kosher.
Even in this country?
Yes.
Do you remember? Did your mother wear a wig? Or shit?
No.
Did any of your religious practices change in the first few years after you were here?
No.
Now, the synagogue you attended in Pittsburgh was on the north side?
Yes, in the early years when we came here.
Can you give me the address? Remember?
I think it's Middle Street. Yes, M-I-M.
Remember what it was like?
It was a small congregation.
And how often did you go?
Well, I went to Sunday school there. I used to go on the high holidays.
On Saturday?
No, not on Saturday.
Did you carry on any observances in your home? And if you did, what kind?
Well, my mother kindled the lights Friday night, and Shabbos was Shabbos in our house.
Did you experience any change in health due to the climate or the food when you first came here?
No, we enjoyed American food. It was so plentiful.
Where did you go for medical care in Pittsburgh?
Well, we had a doctor.
Remember his name?
Dr., I think his name was Dr. Laird Miller. He was on East North Avenue.
Was he sort of your general practitioner?
Yes, yes. I think his great grandson, I think he's Jeff McGee. They were very, very fine people.
After you came here, what were the first organizations that you belonged to, either synagogue or...
Well, when I was quite young, I think I was 13, I joined the Young Women's Hebrew Association. They had like a junior membership for young girls, and we used to meet in Irene Kaufman Settlement on Center Avenue. We used to go there to dances and everything. I made many friends there.
Do you remember anything else that you might have belonged to when you were young and just, you know, here a little while?
I belonged to a group of young girls from the North Side, Jewish girls, and we used to meet like on Saturday night, and we used to sew, used to embroider.
This is just sort of more social.
Social, yes. And the mothers would serve hot chocolate and everybody baked cake, you know.
Did you belong to any organization that was set up for charitable purposes? And did you have any pushes, you know, for...
No, I didn't. My mother used to go around and collect.
When you were going out, where'd you go to have a good time?
Well, we went to the Y to dances. And we used to go to the movies.
Did you go with girlfriends?
Yes, yes. When you're young like that. Okay.
When you started to date, where'd you go? Remember any places, especially, were popular?
There were nightclubs, but I don't remember their names.
Was there any particular hall where dances were held, or anything like that?
Yes, the different congregations, the Jewish congregations, used to have their annual affairs and so on.
Were in the shul?
In the shul, yes, like at Beth Shalom. Social halls.
Did you participate in any sports?
No.
And you were in the Y. Did you know the YMCA?
No, I've never been to the YMCA.
But you knew about it?
Yeah, sure.
Were there any non-Jewish agencies that helped when your family came here? I mean, anything that just helped you, you know, feel more comfortable?
No, we didn't need it.
Can you remember any local meeting places? Any political parties? Anything, you know?
Well, they also used to meet at the either Carnegie Hall or in the Syrian Mosque. They had like, I remember when, what's the name of that Jewish college in Waltham?
Brandeis.
When Mr. Brandeis came to Pittsburgh to speak. And I remember my mother going...
You're speaking of Justice Brandeis?
Yes, yes, at that time he wasn't Justice Brandeis. Just Mr. Brandeis. And my mother went to a meeting to hear Scottneering. I don't know whether that name means anything to you. And Eugene Debs. All these people used to come.
And you went and you heard them.
Heard them.
How did you meet people during the first few years you were here?
through school and through families. In the neighborhood, you know, everybody was new, and everybody mingled with each other.
Did any of the first friends that you made?